Continuamos en The Broadway a la Gran Vía con esta serie especial de tres programas dedicados al musical El violinista en el tejado. La mítica obra basada en el libro de Shalom Aleichem, Tevye y sus hijas, y compuesta por tres autores judeoamericanos, como son Jerry Bock, que se encargó de la música, Sheldon Harnick, que se encargó de la letra, y Joseph Stein, que fue el que hizo el libreto. Además, en esta ocasión escucharemos las voces originales de Haim Topol, Neva Schmal e Isaac Stern. La dirección musical de esta versión, además, corre a cargo del gran John Williams. Después de presentar a Tevye el lechero y a su mujer Golde y a sus cinco hijas, Abraham el librero advierte a Tevye acerca de los pogromos y las expulsiones contra los judíos. Entonces un extraño llamado Perchik interviene en la conversación diciendo que hablan demasiado pero nadie hace nada. Tevye le invita a pasar con su familia la comida de Shabbat a cambio de unas clases para sus hijas menores. Una vez en casa, Golde cuenta a su marido que debe encontrarse con Lazar después de la comida. No le dice que va a pedirle la mano de su hija porque sabe que no le cae bien. Cheitel ama en realidad a Motel, pero a este le da vergüenza pedir la mano de su hija a Tevye porque sabe que es pobre. La familia se reúne en Shabbat para rezar.
May you be deserving of praise. Strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them from a stranger's ways. May God bless you and grant you long life.
Fill our Sabbath prayer for you. May God make you good mothers and wives.
May He send you husbands who will care for you. May the Lord protect and defend you.
May the Lord protect and defend you.
May the Lord preserve you from pain.
Favor
them, O Lord, with happiness and peace, for hear our Sabbath prayer.
Después de Shabbat, Tevye se encuentra con Lazar en una posada creyendo que éste quiere comprarle su vaca. Una vez aclarado el malentendido, Tevye acepta la petición de Lazar de casarse con su hija Cheisel, ya que para Tevye este matrimonio supone que su hija no pasará hambre nunca, ya que Lazar es un hombre rico.
To our prosperity,
to good health and happiness,
and most important,
to life, lechaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life.
Here's to the father of bride-to-be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Bring l'chaim to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Bring l'chaim to life.
God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim!
To title my daughter,
my wife! It gives you something to think about.
Something to drink about.
Drink l'chaim!
Montre!
Yes, what is it, Lizabeth?
Get Montre drinks for everybody.
What's the big occasion?
I am taking myself a bride.
Who's the lucky one?
Tevye's eldest, Zeitel.
There's a wolf to Tevye.
To Zeitel, your daughter.
My wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink L'chaim to life, L'chaim. L'chaim, L'chaim to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink L'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favored you. We know that when good fortune favors to such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, well life. And if our good fortune never comes, kiss to whatever comes, drink L'chaim to life.
Al salir de la posada, Tevye se encuentra con el alguacil ruso, quien le avisa de que en las próximas semanas puede haber una demostración, dicho de manera eufemística, contra los judíos. A la mañana siguiente, Perchik y Hodel, otra de las hijas de Tevye, discuten sobre tradición y modernidad en el judaísmo y bueno, terminan bailando juntos, están empezando a enamorarse. Al llegar a casa, Tevye anuncia la boda entre Chasel y Lazar, pero su hija muestra que no le quiere y que realmente está enamorada de Motel. Entonces, este aparece y ruega a Tevye que le deje casarse con su hija. Tevye cede, a pesar de estar rompiendo una tradición, y Motel estalla de alegría.
Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down. Moses softened Pharaoh's heart. That was a miracle. When God made the waters of the Red Sea part, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is that out of a worthless lump of clay, God has made a man today. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a tailor by the hand, turned him around, and miracle of miracles led him to the promised land. When David slew Goliath, yes, that was a miracle. When God gave us manna in the wilderness, that was a miracle. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is the one I thought could never be. God has given you to me.
A Tevye le preocupa contarle a Golde que ha roto el matrimonio con Lazar a favor de Motel, así que simula que acaba de despertarse de una pesadilla.
All right. This was my dream. In the beginning I dreamt we were having a celebration of some kind. All of our beloved departed were there, and the musicians too.
Even your great uncle Mordechai was there, and your cousin Rachel was there. And in the middle of the dream, in walks your grandmother Zeitl. May she rest in peace.
Grandmother Zeitl? How did she look?
Well, for a woman who is dead 30 years, she looked very good. Naturally, I went up to greet her.
A blessing on your head.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
To see a daughter wed.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
And such a son-in-law, like no one ever saw. The tailor Motel Kamzoil.
Motel?
A worthy boy is he.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Of pious family.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
They named him after my dear Uncle Mordechai, the tailor Motel Kamzoil.
Tailor? She must have heard wrong. She meant the butcher.
I'll tell her. You must have heard wrong, Grandma. There's no tailor.
Huh?
You mean a butcher, Grandma, by the name of Laser Wolf.
No, no, no. I mean the tailor, Tevye, my great grandchild. My little Zeitl, who you named for me, Motel's bride was meant to be. For such a match I pray.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
In heaven it was made.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.
A fine upstanding boy, a comfort and a joy, the tailor Motel Kamzoil.
But we announced it already. We made a bargain with the butcher.
A blessing on your house, mazel tov, mazel tov.
Stop it!
For
Bobby, but he is a butcher.
Tell them.
His name's a wolf. The tailor must come.
Cha, cha.
Look.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who comes here?
What woman is this? I'm righteous and shaken.
Could it be?
Sure.
Yes, it could.
Why not?
Who could be mistaken?
It's the butcher's wife, come from beyond the grave. It's the butcher's dear darling, departing wife. Through the stair, through the stair, through the stair.
Over my belonging to a total stranger.
Stranger.
How can you allow it? How can you let your daughter take my place, live in my house, carry my keys, and wear my clothes, pearls?
How can you allow your daughter to take my place, pearls, house,
pearls,
keys?
Butcher, if my grandmother Seidel, may she rest in peace, took the trouble to come all the way from the other world to tell us about the tailor, all we can say is that it's all for the best and couldn't possibly be any better. Amen.
Amen.
A blessing on my head, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Like Grandma Zeitel said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. We'll have a son-in-law like no one ever saw, the tailor Motel Kamsoil.
We haven't got the man,
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
We had when we began,
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
But since your grandma came, she'll marry, what's his name?
The tailor Motel Kamsoil.
The tailor Motel Kamsoil. The tailor Motel Kamsoil. The tailor Motel Kamsoil.
Golde interpreta el sueño de Tevye y llega a la conclusión de que debe casarse con Motel y no con Lazar, ya que ella es muy supersticiosa. Por otro lado, Java, otra de las hijas de Tevye, es intimidada por unos jóvenes rusos, sin embargo, uno de ellos, Fiedka, la protege. Él le presta un libro y comienzan una relación en secreto. El día de la boda entre Zeitel y Motel ha llegado y todos los judíos se unen a la ceremonia.
Is this the little girl I carried?
is this the little boy at play?
I don't remember growing older. When did they?
When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall?
Wasn't it yesterday when they were small?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
What words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
Now they must learn from one another, day by day.
They look so natural together,
just like two newlyweds should be. Is there a canopy in store for me?
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years.
Pero la celebración se interrumpe con la llegada de un grupo de jinetes rusos que han llegado al Shtetl con la idea de ejecutar una demostración. Destrozan los regalos, hieren a Perchik y causan estragos en todo el pueblo. Bueno, aquí hemos terminado esta segunda parte, que además coincide con el final del segundo acto del violinista sobre el tejado, y nada más, en la próxima semana ya concluiremos con este especial de tres programas sobre este gran musical. Hasta entonces.